This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was seen riding.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Puzzbot.
Hey Puzzbot.
I'm Puzzbot.
Hey Puzzbot. Hey. I'm JPC. This is
Aaron.
Oh, okay. You want me to help you? All right, I'll tie your apron on for you.
Thank you.
Running analysis can discern that you two are disappointed.
No. Puzzbot, no.
We're super glad that you decided to be here in 2020, Puzzbot.
This is definitely one of our favorite adult characters.
This makes me want to take out my batteries.
No, Puzzbot, you're a fan favorite.
No.
A lot of people like you, Puzzbot.
Really?
Yeah.
It's that people really like adult. That's sort of what we're running into
exactly.
Right now.
Exactly.
The other day, I did
him.
A talk at a high school, and everyone called me Piss Butt. But it's also because I sat in some piss.
Oh, yeah. Puzzbot, why tell me that? Don't tell JPC that. Never tell JPC you got called Piss Butt.
To give you ammo. Because by making fun of me, I will endear myself to you. Call me Piss Butt.
I don't need ammo because I've got two unloaded guns and then I flex and it sags. It's been a while.
Puzzbot, Adel's just a hard act to follow.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand.
It's just like, it's not really you, but it is you, do you know?
So we do love Adel.
What a weird, this is such a weird kind of
We love
mechanism.
Adel more than Piss Butt.
Sure, we love Adel more than Piss Butt. I'm confident. I put that on a t-shirt.
Hey, JPC, can I do a quick sidebar with you?
Oh, sure.
What did our therapist
say? I'm here too.
Okay, one second. JPC, what did our therapist say to do when Adel projects himself into Puzzbot and asks if we love him? What was the advice?
I remember our therapist said that we have to tell our significant others, but I don't remember anything past that.
So what is the answer? Do we love Adel?
Oh, you know what our therapist said?
What?
As our therapist said that we have to embrace the Adel that we get. So we have to embrace Puzzbot.
Adel told me he sent you both postcards from Harry Potter World and you never told him you got them.
Do you want to know what happened?
Is that a thing you do? You tell someone you got their postcard?
Yes.
Fuck off.
Want to know what happened in my house?
We
lost our mail key for a month and a half. I got a lot of Christmas cards in the mail. Today was when we got our mail key.
Okay, then that makes sense.
And I've never opened a piece of mail. I've only thrown away mail that people send me.
You don't open postcards.
That's a good point.
Your postcard's on our refrigerator.
I think
plus your Christmas card's on our refrigerator.
I think Puzzbot.
Why are you saying me? I am Puzzbot.
Adel's postcard is on my refrigerator, Puzzbot.
Thank you, JPC.
JPC doesn't have a refrigerator. I've been to your house.
By my refrigerator, I do mean my dog's asshole.
Oh, Adel's coming back. Hey, Adel.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So if you're a new listener to the show.
You're long gone.
Sorry, guys. Let me wipe off this metallic paint. I was painting my house metal.
That's right. You heard that.
And I just walked by Puzzbot. I don't know if you guys, when you guys blinked, I saw Puzzbot leave and I walked by him.
Oh, no. What was he doing?
Leaving.
Ah, uh-huh.
He's crying oil.
Oh, yeah. Oil's
I think he
tears.
Also sat in piss.
Let's make fun of him.
Aaron, did you get my postcard?
I did. Did you hear unrelated news? I found my mail key today.
Did you laugh at it?
I did.
What? How much mail was in there? Eventually, doesn't the mail person just stop putting mail in there?
I laughed. I had to bring back down two bags to get all of the mail and stuff.
So they would just kept shoving it in. How deep is your love?
Pretty. Pretty deep. But it was like Sean's glasses that he ordered like 3 months ago. We collectively, sometimes as a couple, can be so low functioning together.
I would think that a mail carrier would, every time they open that up to put more mail in and just see 1,000 things in there, they would be like, these people have died and I should report this to some sort of supervisor.
Yeah. Well, one time Sean went down there when the mail person was down there. So that's how we got our mail like a month ago.
Mm.
But yeah.
And how did you get the mail key back? Did you just email a super?
I found it under our sink, and Sean had already ordered a new one, so we lost $25. It was under our sink.
Oh, damn.
Damn. Can you afford that?
No.
Sean can't.
We both can't.
Is that why instead of wearing clothes, you're just holding up two coconuts?
Yeah.
Over your eyes?
Over my eyes. Sort of fun.
If you can't see.
They're like on my hands, like in Pan's Labyrinth. I just like open up and it's just two coconuts and I'm dead naked.
Doug Jones.
Two coconuts on your hands like in Pan's Labyrinth.
You
I must
know.
Have watched a different movie.
No.
I must have seen a different movie.
You know the tropical monster?
I don't remember.
Instead of eyes, it's coconuts.
Oh, I was going to say I don't remember coconut hands in that movie.
Oh, sorry. That's Pina's Labyrinth. Pina's Colada.
I feel like the show has two different settings. It's the
good
kind
and bad.
Of the kind of delirious and energy we have when we haven't seen each other in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kind of delirium and energy we have when we've seen a lot of each
just
other.
Just too much of each
Do you
other.
You want to guess?
Our two speeds are delirious and raw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone pause and then
Murphy
guess
specials?
Which one this is. Have we seen each other recently or what?
Who everyone being the listeners?
Yeah.
The ones that are long gone.
So go ahead and lock in your answers.
Who's Old Man Puzzles?
That's JPC. JPC is Old Man Puzzles. And I'll be Old Man Puzzles for the entire episode. And I got a special treat for you guys. The special treat.
Rice Krispies?
Yeah, no. Rice Krispies.
Guys, I told you my dog's butthole broke, so I won't be able to make delicious treats for you anymore.
Aww.
It's not as cold as it once was.
Yeah. It just can't keep heat anymore. No, I've got some anagram style riddles in the style of Pad Connolly. Now, I will tell you, this Pad motherfucker, this motherfucking guy, one of our good friends, he's so popular that now other people write into the show with Pad style riddles. He's got his own style of riddles. They're anagram riddles. If you are unfamiliar with these riddles, there are, I think, two previous episodes where Pad has written in these riddles, and you can go check those out. But as a special treat, I am going to give you guys all, to start out, some warm-up riddles, some Pad-style riddles that were submitted by someone who, I feel like I'm going to get this name wrong. Milty? Milty. M-I-L-T-I. What was that? Milty?
Milton Bradley?
Yeah, it's Milton.
I just wrote down on my phone, I made a note for myself. It just says, Angela Agram, which is a character I want to put in a book.
Just you want to go to a bookstore, grab a pen,
yeah.
Throw that in.
Her name's Angela Agram.
Great Expectations.
And they call her Anne Agram.
Okay. Great. Adel? Great.
Sorry, I'm working. I don't have time for this.
I read a book about multitasking and my life is different now.
They said always write a novel. Even when you're having a conversation, eating lunch, doing something else, be writing. That's how great writers write.
I read Anna Karenina and I was like, Angela Agram? Tolstoy 2.
Yep.
Tolstoy 4.
Adel's going to have a couple more of these throughout the course of the episode.
So stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is your first one. These are from Milty. You may think that I am your dad, but if you ask me, I, a fair lad, am not quite that old. When you are so cold, it makes me both upset and sad.
I just remembered I don't like these kind of riddles.
Mm-hmm. So there's an anagram in there that has the answer to it.
So not only do I have to solve an anagram, I have to suss out in a 14-sentence paragraph where the anagram lies.
This is the guy who was writing a fucking book while he's doing the podcast. Now he can't multitask.
Yeah, okay. And also in the last 5 seconds, I came up with another character. She's a magician's assistant, and her name is Misdirection.
But she just got married, so what now?
So, JPC, you tell me something.
Uh-huh.
Fuck, right, Mrs. Direction. That doesn't work.
Misdirection.
No, her name changed though, so it's all good.
No, her name was Missy Direction.
That's my favorite section of Craigslist, Misdirection.
I was driving on the, I was going the wrong way on the highway. I passed you. You were in a green Fiat.
I thought you said misdirection.
Yeah, misdirection.
Misdirections.
Yeah. Well, no,
so it's like misconnections.
I was saying misdirection. So I was driving the wrong way on the freeway. I saw you. You gave me a boner. Who are you?
Please contact me.
I thought it meant like you wish you had been able to get an erection, but you couldn't.
I thought you said hysterectins means. This sucks.
So you're not good at riddles, but you are good at nothing.
Okay, could you read it again?
Oh, this show is just the devolution of three friendships.
Devolution?
Yeah, we're devolving.
Yeah. De-evolution. Devolution is when the devil pollutes.
You want to know what smog is? It's my farts. Devolution.
Devolution. You may think that I am your dad. But if you ask me, I, a fair lad, am not quite that old. When you are so cold, it makes me both upset and sad.
Is it I, a fair lad?
I, a fair lad.
That's the...
That is it. Yeah, I, a fair lad is the anagram. Okay.
And is there a title for this one?
There's not. So, Milty, just so you know, Pad always does titles and hints and clues and stuff for his.
So this could literally be... We're just looking for any combination of words. There's no... I mean, this is... This isn't a riddle podcast anymore. This is fucking homework. This is my nightmare.
I, a fair lad.
My fair lady. Fair lady.
I, fair lady. Ooh, that would be.
Is it one word or two words?
It's two words. Great question, Aaron. That's a good hint.
Okay, I think I have it.
What is it?
I, Adel Rafi. No, it's just Adel Rafi. Adel
Rafi. You forgot how many eyes were in your name?
The eyes have it.
Yes, the eyes have it. The answer is Adel Rafi.
What was the question again?
Oh, well, there was no question.
What was the riddle again?
You may think that I am your dad, but if you ask me, I, a fair lad, am not quite that old. When you are so cold, it makes me both upset and sad.
Well, a lot of people on the streets, if they're a fan of the show, they call me Puzzy Daddy.
People on the streets.
They call me Puzzy Daddy.
Uh-huh. And you don't like when people are cold?
No. That means they're rude to me.
Yeah.
I also started calling Casey Audio Daddy. So if you see Casey Tony on the streets, you gotta scream, Audio Daddy. Thank you, Audio Daddy.
Album, right?
Thank you, Audio Daddy. Yeah.
Thank you, Audio
I'm up
Daddy.
All night. I'm up all night to do edits.
I'm up all night to do edits. Okay, ready?
That's Here's true about one. Casey. I can text Casey at 1:30 in the morning being like, how do you internet?
I literally, this is not hyperbolic. I texted Casey at like 3:45 a.m. the other day and he responded. And it's great because we both are ruined. Both of our sleep schedules are ruined.
You two are so fucked.
But I think he gets up and is productive and then I sleep till 2 p.m. every day.
Mm-hmm.
So at or five, that's honestly, I came around.
Yeah, you like it. This.
Huh. Turns out when it's about me, it's pretty good. Thank you, Milton Berle.
I heard a guy yell, hey, asshole, at me the other day, and I got so upset. But then I realized he was saying, hey, Adel, and I was so happy. I was so happy.
I was so happy with that interaction.
He's like, hey, Adel, you asshole.
He said my name. I'm so happy.
I'm so happy.
Your overdone jokes cause me strife. If I hear just a single, my wife, I'll fly into a rage and shred up this page with my hate fork. And my iron knife.
Oh no, this became notes.
I think it's JPC.
My hate
John
fork
Patrick
and my
Cohen.
Knife.
My hate fork and my iron knife.
That's got to be the anagram. My hate fork and my iron knife?
No.
No.
Is it?
No.
Is it?
Well, I'm not telling you.
It's John Patrick Cohen.
Iron knife.
That's the answer.
But where is it?
Probably right in front of me. I'm looking at him. Right here.
I'm just a boy looking at a girl. Falling off the Empire State Building.
I love Sleepless in Seattle. That's sort of something,
Seattle.
Right?
Why not?
Yeah. Okay.
Adel likes it because it has
read it
his
again.
Name.
Read it again.
Your overdone jokes cause me strife. If I hear just a single, my wife, I'll fly into a rage and shred up this page with my hate fork and my iron knife.
It's not the end.
That's the end of the riddle.
No, I know, but it...
Well, again, riddle's
you don't
a strong
have an,
word.
You don't have an F in your name.
You don't have an F in your name.
John.
Yes, I do.
John Patrick Phone.
Yeah, you do.
Is it the rip up this page part? Tear up this page? Rip up this page?
It is not shred up this page.
Is it
the beginning?
Overdone jokes?
It is not overdone jokes.
Is it
jokes.
My wife?
Is it the first part?
It is not my wife.
Is it the second part?
Is there anything
yes,
to do in here?
There's okay. An anagram in here, yes.
Give us a hint.
Give us a hint? You guys are so close, but...
Third part.
Yeah, so far away. I fly into a rage. No, mm-hmm. It's not in that.
Fourth part.
Repeat it back.
You may, okay. Your overdone jokes cause me strife.
We said no to that.
If I hear just a single, my wife.
Just a single.
We said no to that.
No. I'll fly into a rage and shred up this page.
We said no to page, so fly into a rage.
These are limericks. Okay. That's what these are.
I'll fly into a rage has to
no.
be it.
No. With my hate fork and my iron knife.
All of those you said no to.
Where's Jay?
We've mentioned every single line of dialogue and you said no to it.
I didn't say no to the last one.
To iron, fork, and knife?
No. Aaron said it's not that. She never said it is that. She just kept saying it's
not. So it's iron, fork, and knife?
With my hate fork and my ire knife. It's in there.
Hate fork.
John Patrick Cohen.
Where's your J? Where's the J?
Hate fork and iron knife.
It's almost as if you guys are looking for the wrong thing. It's almost as if my name is not the answer to this riddle.
Hey, riddle, riddle.
Hey, riddle, riddle doesn't have a K in it.
No, there's no K in hey, riddle, riddle.
So it's hate fork and ire knife. I-R-E?
Well, yeah,
I-R-E knife.
I was misled.
Okay.
You were misled.
Oh, misled. Ooh, that's a good one. Sorry, I got to make a note.
Misled.
That's my chemistry teacher.
Yes, misled. All of your characters are fucked if they get married.
Well,
you have to tell me what themselves. The phrase is again.
What's that?
You have to tell me what the phrase is again.
Iron knife.
That's the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just iron knife.
I-R-E knife.
Oh, boy. Mm. Iron knife.
Fire.
Casey is losing his fucking mind in there.
Aaron Keefe.
Yeah, Aaron Keefe.
Keefe.
Yes. You guys have...
I'm embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed. Aaron does look... I have to say, Aaron does look very embarrassed.
You guys, I'm genuinely embarrassed.
Here's
quick
the thing.
Check in with Casey, how quickly did you get the answer to that?
Spray.
Wait, I thought it was you the whole time. That's why. Okay, can you read it again?
What's funny is the minute for I a Fair Lad, the minute I like wrote it down, looked at it, I was like, that's my name. But with Aaron, Iron Knife.
I was looking at the very few letters that go into my name going, this is nothing.
Your overdone jokes cause me strife. If I hear just a single, my wife, I'll fly into a rage and shred up this page with my hate fork and my iron knife. Are you guys ready for number three? I think you're going to get this one.
Let's try and guess what it is. It's going to be like Black Snake Moan or something.
If you see me and we have a talk, will you think that I'm more crap than Jock? No.
More crap than Jock.
I am rarely a shit. I just often give it while I watch my dog. Dogs own like a hawk while I watch. Oh, yeah, shit. No, I rarely give a shit. I often give it while I watch my dogs own like a hawk.
Your dog's own shit.
I think so. The anagram here is crap than Jock. No, I.
John Patrick Cohen.
It's John Patrick Cohen, yeah. But wait.
These are amazing.
Thanks, Uncle
I'm
Melty.
I'm so embarrassed. You guys, I'm embarrassed. Can we cut this out?
Yeah, we'll cut this whole thing out.
I'm embarrassed.
We don't want this.
Red Wedding?
Aaron, we don't want you to be embarrassed. We'll cut this.
I'm embarrassed.
We'll cut all this stuff out.
You guys, that's
out.
Like the second
Casey, make that part louder.
That's the second or third time on the show where it's happened where I've been the answer and I've had absolutely no idea that it's me. Maybe I'm the answer all
Do you
along.
Have one of those diseases?
What, are you a Lifetime movie?
If you see
always.
Your own face in the mirror, do you think it's a stranger and start talking to it?
You can see yourself in a mirror?
Like the guy from Captain Crunch?
I thought that was just
from
that.
From Captain Crunch, I'm sorry. Captain Crunch?
The guy, Captain Crunch.
Remember when Captain Crunch dated both Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston?
The guy from Captain Crunch. So not Captain Crunch, because that's his whole thing.
Kellogg is
yeah, the yeah, just the guy from
Johnny Kellogg.
Guy from Captain Aren't you Crunch. The guy from Captain Crunch? Yeah, Captain Crunch. That's
I
want to
see
name.
A scene.
No, there's a very tired-looking woman who lives in my
scene.
Mirror. Yeah.
Behind every powerful man, there's a very tired-looking woman.
There's an old woman in the way. I can't see my reflection.
Aaron, you are Aaron Keefe. Mm-hmm. You're very tired. You fell asleep. You're having a dream. You dream about Captain Crunch, played by Japes, and Captain Crunch is giving you a pep talk to have more confidence and recognize the value in your own name.
Oh, that's nice.
Hi, Aaron. You're asleep.
I don't think I've ever heard you talk before.
I've never talked.
Wait, don't you have a catchphrase in one of the commercials?
No. Kids say, crunchitize me, Captain, to me, but it's not my catchphrase.
Is that real?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I guess a catchphrase isn't really a thing that's used on you. It's a thing that you say.
Well, what's, like, the Captain Crunch, like, tagline? Well, like, what's the, like, you
it's
know, like...
crunchitize me, Captain.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just me getting ordered around.
Because, like, the Trix Rabbit came yesterday and...
What?
the Trix rabbit came in my dream yesterday.
Joe was here?
Yeah.
Did he say anything about me?
And we cut to the Trix rabbit. Hey, are you a kid?
Well, Jesus.
Tricks are for kids.
Yeah.
Can you get me some tricks? I got a fucking score.
Dude, you're addicted.
I got a fucking score.
Dude, you're addicted. I'm not going to enable you.
Well, you're
I didn't say you're a dickhead. I said you're addicted. You need to get help.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing a therapist.
Joe, are you here?
Hey.
I heard that you were bothering this kid, and I thought maybe you'd be back.
If it isn't Private Crunch.
No. Hoity-toity, I'm the Lucky Charms leprechaun, and I'm here too. I'm also addicted to drugs. What are we talking about?
We're having a meeting.
Drugs, they're great.
Tony. Scene.
Right, we'll get sued for that. I carved out a number of logs, and I'll help you across all your bogs. You'd lost if we race. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sebulba.
You'd lost if we raced. You would say this goon aced you and that you were all underdogs.
Sebulba.
This no. goon aced you?
Wah, 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 wah.
The way that it's written is pretty confusing, but.
Pad Conley.
Pad didn't write these.
But that's the anagram.
No, it's not.
Buh.
I've carved out a number of logs and I'll help you across all your bogs. You'd be lost if we'd raced. You would say, this goon aced you, and that you were all underdogs.
It's not this goon aced you?
It is this goon aced you, but not the you. It's just goon this aced.
Goon aced.
Goon aced.
That's my favorite movie from the 80s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Untitled Goonies.
Untitled
aced
goon aced.
G-O-O-N.
Aced is G-O-O-N?
No, goon, G-O-O-N.
No. Yes.
And aced is A-C-E-D.
So one of the words has to be dog.
Is it one word or two words?
Two words.
Two words. First word is can-idoog.
Can-idoog.
Oh, welcome to can-idoog. I'm a Moontie.
I have a Kenny G cover band called can-idoog.
Oh, I got it. Dane Cook.
Dane Cook.
Dane Cook.
Dane Cook.
Wait, does that work?
I have a Dane Cook cover band called Dane Cook.
Tourguism.
Okay. Goon.
The Sufi.
These are my brain can't do these.
So it's gotta be one.
We found your only weakness.
Is one of the words one?
No.
One day gone.
You were right with one of the words.
Dane.
Nope. No, it was the first thing you said. Dog.
Dog.
Dog is one of the words.
Dog. 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 Dog.
And okay. Remember, the theme is seems to be
canoe dogs.
It's canoe dog.
I was
references
so close
to the show. What did you have, Aaron? You were close.
I was close.
What did you have? How close were you? What was your guess?
No, you forget it.
No canoodling.
I would have gotten it. I was writing down the letters.
Okay,
I would have gotten it if you weren't for your meddling kids.
This one is, I will say, way harder. This is the hardest one yet.
Ooh, isn't that a Daft Punk album?
Yes. Robot rock.
Way harder, better, faster.
They come out and file in rank. Some applaud, while others just thank. Trapped in here, Pete, for leaving his seat, bringing snack and the nastiest drink.
Trapped in here, Pete.
It's actually thank, comma, trapped in here, Pete.
Oof, this is a long one. How many words are we talking? Trapped, comma. So there's a comma in this
thank,
word?
Thank, comma.
There is a comma. The comma is part of it.
Thank.
Thank. Comma, trapped in here, Pete.
There's six words. And it's thank, trapped in here, Pete.
And it's hey, riddle, riddle theme.
And it's hey, riddle, riddle
thank,
theme.
Thank, trapped in here, Pete. Well, trapped is definitely part of our theme.
Let's try to get you into the general thing. I'm going to go over the riddle one more time. So it's, they come out and file in rank. Some applaud, while others just thank.
Are you saying thank or think?
Thank, T-H-A-N-K. And this is in quotes. I don't think that matters. Trapped in here, Pete, for leaving his seat, bringing snack and the nastiest drink.
Fall Out Boy.
No.
Pete Wentz.
Trapped in here, Pete, by the way, has nothing to do with anything. It's just the anagram. That's what it seems like.
Mm-hmm. But the rest of the words.
Who comes out and file in rank? Some applaud while others thank.
Army?
No. In relation to our show.
Some applaud and others thank. JP Riddles?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's someone who works on the show.
Sandy Weiss.
No. No. They come out and file in rank.
What does that mean? They come out and
riddles?
File?
Yeah, rank and file.
Oh,
they come out.
Well, it's rank and file's monster. Actually.
The bride of rank and file? Oh my god. Adel and I are having fun.
Oh my god, you're a rank and file and you're my neighbor? Oh, I'm not gonna sign your thing. Get out of here, you fucking rank and file.
You would be having a hard time too if you didn't have the
answer. Is this a person?
Is this
a person?
No.
Is this a character?
Uh-uh.
Is this like our audience base? Is it like Riddiot's?
Audience base. Okay. You're there.
Is Riddiot's part of it?
They come out and rank and file. Some applaud while others just thank. And then there's a part in here that says, for leaving his seat, bringing snack and the nastiest drink.
Audience something?
So it's an audience, but where do we have an audience?
In three cities, and that's about it?
Yeah, pretty much. Come to the Tulsa.
World News Tonight.
It's like, no, we can't go to Tulsa because you're the only one who likes us there.
Where do we have an audience online? IO?
World News Tonight.
Our show. Where would our show have an audience?
Chicago. Online.
But like at a...
theater?
Podcast convention.
In a theater, we would be doing a...
show?
Live show.
A live show.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So this is related to live shows. Okay. And the answer is, thank Trapped in Here Pete, and it's related to live shows. So what are some classic things that happen at our live shows?
Live shows, audience submitted riddles.
Okay. Yeah, that's true, but that's not it. This is also a subtle plug for our live shows.
So meet and greet.
Yeah. Or meet and greet. That's also it, but no, it's not this.
Okay. Rob Corddry.
Come on, man.
We do Adel Rafi's $100 giveaway sometimes.
We do that sometimes, but that's not what this
one
is. We did that one time and it got lost. That's not what this is.
And guys, remember, was that the episode where we all did a Batman impression? That was such a fucking good scene.
No, we did the we changed the lyrics to Monster Mash.
We rewrote the Monster Mash, which was so fucking funny. I'm so sad we lost that show.
Yeah, me too. It was truly a fun experience for those who got to share it. I'll say this. Do any one of us do something special at a live show?
Eat a pen. Aaron eats a pen. Aaron Keefe drinks a pen.
You have to drink a pen.
You're not looking at your letters at all. You're on the right track. But she doesn't just drink a pen.
Pee out the poison.
What do we say? What do we say that Aaron will do
with the paper and then drink the pen, eat the paper?
Eat the paper, drink the pen. Aaron gets it right.
Eat the paper, drink the pen.
Yes, thank you. Milty, the anagram in there was eat the paper, drink the pen. And the comma was used.
You guys, this must be hard to listen to because I don't know why these are so hard. These are hard to do, you guys.
Well, the hard part is that it's just a jumble of words that don't make a ton of sense. And then we have to locate the most odd words and from there find something meaningful.
I've always been really bad at anagrams too. My brain can't do it fast enough. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't your dad famously killed by an anagram?
Yeah. My whole family was killed by anagrams. All right, ready?
That's bad luck after your dad. I love how Erin says ready like she's got the next thing.
She pulled up her phone too.
There once was a riddle.
My dad was killed by a candygram.
Yes, that is very true. We're going to go back now to some of Pad's. So Pad, I think, has a few more. Yeah, a few more that we didn't get to the last time we did Pad's. So
and
those are kind of a warm-up.
You can see Pad at the IO Theater at World News Tonight. He's the one who brings us snacks backstage and says really funny, smart things on stage.
He doesn't bring us snacks as much as he just brings snacks for everyone.
Well, the collective World News.
Saturday, he brought a bunch of snacks, and Aaron took a bag of snacks and goes, Pad, you're a king among men.
I did not.
No, you did.
I did go, thank you so much.
You said the king among men.
Okay, I'm not going to give you... Remember, Pads have a hint, which is the title, that I'm not going to give you at first. A giver of passion and richly rewarded, bakers and princes and stories most sordid, founded good company and fairy tale schmaltz. If you know the answer, you may hear a waltz.
Fairy tale schmaltz.
No. Stories of terror and lawmen who died, singing songs with their killers who stand side by side. Something familiar, painted in pointillism. Something particular about the Penn's hedonism.
Penn's hedonism.
Yes, correct. It is Penn's hedonism. The Penn's hedonism.
Bingo, bingo, ha-ta-ta.
This is not Hey Riddle, Riddle related.
Penn's
it is not Hey Riddle, Riddle related. There are also three clues hidden inside of this riddle.
Well, sure, because it's eight fucking pages long.
Yeah, it's 8 pages long. That will help you find the answer to the riddle.
Mrs. Doubtfire. Miss November.
Ms. Doubtfire. Okay.
Okay, I'll give it to you again. Ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
A giver of passion and richly rewarded, bakers and princes in stories most sordid. Found in good company in fairy tale schmaltz, if you know the answer, you may hear a waltz. Stories of terror and lawmen who died, singing songs with their killers who stand side by side. Something familiar, painted in pointillism, something peculiar about the pen's hedonism.
Now, how many words is it?
Now, hold on. Two words. Aaron Keefe?
Yeah.
Let's have a side conversation.
Okay. Ooh, I love a side conversation.
Adel, what did our therapist say to you when JPC starts giving way too hard of riddles?
Tell Adel you love him.
Oh, boy.
My boys.
My boys.
My boys.
I heard some keywords, Aaron, that I know because of our road trip together where we listened to Assassins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it said something about killing through the ages and they stand side by side and sing a song. I also heard the word company, which is another play written by Mr. Stephen Sondheim.
Oh, yeah, and pointillism.
So Stephen Sondheim, I believe...
It is Stephen Sondheim.
...is the answer.
Yes, it is Stephen Sondheim. Wow, that was very good. The other one that's in there is Passion. Does he have something called
yes.
Passion? Is that a musical?
Wait, can you read it again?
Yes. And this is the title of this one is called A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to This Riddle.
Oh, I would have gotten it right away.
I was like, that one I think you'll get. A giver of passion and richly rewarded, bakers and princes in stories most sordid.
Into the woods.
Found in good company in fairy tale schmaltz. If you know the answer, you may hear a waltz. Stories of terror and lawmen who died. What's that?
Is
lawmen
it assassins?
Who died? I don't know. Singing songs with their killers.
Oh,
who stand
terror
side
and lawmen
side.
That died. Maybe Sweeney Todd.
Oh, okay. Something familiar painted in pointillism. Something peculiar about the pen's hedonism.
Something familiar is the beginning of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, and then it goes into Sunday in the Park with George.
Oh,
can I say something? I've solved the last like five or six.
That was really good.
Aaron, I want to see a scene.
Okay.
Aaron, you are, it's opening night of the new production of Assassins mm-hmm. that's coming to Broadway,
okay.
Literally, right? That's a real thing.
I think it's going off Broadway, but
okay. Well,
yeah, whatever, somewhere near.
Let's not pick that fight. But you're a Sondheim fan. Japes is playing a friend who's joining you, and he is pretending he has seen all Sondheim, but he's seen none, but he's trying to fool you.
All right, so are we where we were in the show together?
We're about to go see it.
We're about to go see it.
In the seats.
Oh.
There's 10 minutes till the show starts,
and
you're both amped, but he's lied to you. He's never seen a single Sondheim show.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn,
here
I'm
we are again.
So excited.
Yeah, I can't wait. Which character do you think?
It's almost sound time for Sondheim. I'm so excited.
What character are you most excited to, like, what portrayal? Like, which...
In Assassins?
Yeah.
It's not my favorite Sondheim. So, you know, I love protagonists, and I love antagonists. This one doesn't do it for me. But I'm excited to be here with you, because I love you.
What's your favorite one, then?
My favorite Sondheim?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Musical.
Oh, well, if we're going to narrow it down to just his musicals.
Yeah. And one that he did the music and the lyrics, not just, like, West Side Story.
Oh, so the book as well?
No, just like he sometimes so he, just did the lyrics.
Sometimes he'll do the lyrics, but not we're not talking about the book.
Yeah.
Sometimes
he does the book as well.
But you know what the book is in musicals, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you trying to...
The show will start in 10 minutes. Now's the time where we do some audience interaction. Seat 47C.
That's you.
You have been chosen.
Oh, yay. Yes. It's sound time.
If you can sing any Sondheim song for eight
and
lines...
And you say Sondheim too, huh?
For eight lines, you will win you and a guest a trip backstage and $1 million.
Okay, it's not eight lines; it's 16 bars. This guy probably doesn't even know Sondheim. You call the song. You call the song, and I'll sing it. I'll do anything in his library.
Just a reminder: I'm a pre-recording.
I don't know that one. Just a reminder: I'm a
pre-recording. Just pick your favorite one.
Cool.
Do one from Sweeney Todd.
I'll sing one from the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
You know that.
Uh-huh. Okay, one from Sweeney Todd. Choppy, 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 choppy. Oh, my haircut tonight. I'm going to get my revenge on the poor. I'm going to chop, chop, chop till my little blind tickle, tickle, tickle down the street, street, street. Master of the house, Sondheim of the Heim, chop them in the head until they bleed to death.
Congratulations. You have won $1 million.
That's a pre-recording
message. Is what I would say. See.
Wow, all I want to do is listen to you two make up songs from musicals that already exist. Yeah,
that, is that Sondheim?
That's exactly how it sounds.
Yeah, in Sweeney Todd, he tries to get his revenge on the poor. Speaking of musicals, we're going to take a quick intermission.
I thought you were going to say, speaking of getting our revenge on the poor.
We're going to take a quick intermission.
And we'll be right back with Act 2 of our musical production.
And let's take him out with a little Sweeney Todd.
Chippy, chippy, choppy, choppy.
And we're killing with
my hair! My demon hair!
Don't forget the throat slash.
Blood, blood, blood. With pastries.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or, yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis, just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this, trying to get Aaron out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel. And I think it's time for us to just take a little nap. And what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses?
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd be able to sleep. But because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Aaron's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, right. And I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best nights sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Aaron's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody's unique, and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Aaron sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, we all lay on this bed and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Aaron got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's because
they certainly will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books.
Hey, the three of us are marking ourselves
chop,
safe.
Chop, chop, chop in the deep in the Fleet Street.
There's a lot that's we funny just, about that.
We took a longer break and Adel forgot what we had done.
Also, the voice that you've chosen, assuming that someone who sounds like that would be in a very scary
chop,
musical.
Chop,
chop, chop, chop, chop goes a deep in the Fleet Street.
There's a thing that with musical improv, and Adel probably knows this, and Aaron probably fucking doesn't. But with
love that attitude.
With musical improv, if you're a very good singer, what you should do is you should sing very well and then like try to rhyme things. And if you're not a very strong singer, what you have to do is pick a weird character and then just try to like musically improvise as that weird character.
100%.
Yeah. Can you give me an example?
Yeah, so if I were to sing Sweeney Todd and didn't know the words, I would say, chop, chop, chop on the demon to Fleet Street, because I can't sing, so it makes more sense.
Wait,
that way.
Can we, like you, Adel, pick an adjective, and then I'll pick like a profession or like like a specific kind of like being or person.
Oh, and like then, horny plumber?
Yeah, like something like that. And then, well, yeah, okay, horny plumber. And then you try to like show us how you
wait,
do musical improv.
Wait, he's too ready for this.
Wait a minute, he's getting out a script.
We're just reading his t-shirt.
My Christopher Plummer impression is finally ready.
Yeah, let's do one for you, for everyone.
Okay, so I have to do a, yeah. I have to do a, what, a song as a horny plumber?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fixing the pipes, but my pipes are bursting because I got cum and you're probably thirsting.
Jesus.
I got a plunger and it's in my truck, but here I got a wiener and he's ready to fuck.
You got Yay!
Horny.
And you said you got a weaver?
I got a wiener.
Wiener.
JPC, would you like to give Adel his adjective and I'll do the profession?
Yes. Your adjective is going to be pissed off.
Great.
You weren't thinking of one?
No. I was going to wait till I hear what you said.
Oh, okay.
Marine biologist.
You have to do a little improvised song as a pissed off marine biologist.
Listen, everyone. I got something to say. The devil of the ocean is the fucking stingray. Well, it killed my friend, Steve Irwin. Now I'm irked off and I'm gonna win. Gonna kill the mantas, gonna kill the stings, gonna cut off their flappy little fleshy side wings, gonna take their tails, shove it into their butts. Fuck the stingrays, I just busted a nut. Because I'm a horny plumber.
I know, I cannot believe that those are the same character. Turns out the Venn diagram of horny plumber and pissed off marine biologist is a circle.
And for Aaron, the adjective is tired.
And I will say my noun is sleepy.
A tired sleepy?
You're a tired sleepy.
That's the whole thing. Should have given me a better
and
one.
And I'm watching the show and I say, she's got the worst voice.
Aaron, you're a hungry?
Hungry hippo.
Here we go.
Quick disclaimer. I famously cannot rhyme.
You're the one who started this game.
Quick disclaimer. Like, no one fucking doesn't know that at this point.
I'm a cute hippo and I'm walking on my feet. Just a quick warning, I'm ready to eat. I'm not the real kind of hippo, you see. I'm from the board game.
Uh-huh.
Yippee! I like to eat butterflies. Is that what they eat? What do the hippos eat? They're both shaking their heads at me.
My favorite part
I'm horny for the hippos and I'm horny for the food and I'm horny because I'm a plumber who's also a marine biologist.
Quick disclaimer, if you see a hippo in the wild, do not assume it eats butterflies. It will kill you.
Wait, what was hungry, hungry hippo? What
did it eat?
Little white pellets.
Things. Oh, yeah. What's the butterfly thing I'm thinking of?
Don't wake daddy.
Crossfire.
Was it like an elephant that spit out butterflies?
I don't know.
Fuck. Okay, never mind.
What was your childhood?
Someone will tweet at me. There's always someone out there who had the exact same childhood as you who's going to tweet at me.
My favorite part about when Erin is rhyming is how desperate her eyes look and how she looks to us for help, where it's like, how could we help you?
Well, for the first chunk, she stared like 45 degrees down at the corner of the room. And then for the last chunk, she's like sweating profusely and looking around wildly like there's an active shooter.
Give me another one. I got it.
Erin, you started this game.
I got it.
Then it came to you and you chastised us for...
This is the reason why I'm not good at it, and okay. I haven't okay. had the practice.
Listeners, we can't stress enough. Erin is wanting to sing more, even though she's bad at it.
I know.
So please do not tweet at us and
she's
say
only
that
bad at rhyming. She's good at singing. Just don't worry about the rhyming.
But in the past, people have tweeted us and be like, "Leave Erin alone. Leave Erin alone.
You are a suspicious maid."
Well, now I got to do a big character for this. I don't want to sing nice.
Don't make me sing, please.
Right, you here, and I'm waking you up. I found blood in your little cup. I think you killed your wife with a big old knife, and I'll prove it.
but I'm way too poor to prove it, so I'm going to have to walk 100 miles to the nearest police officer and tell them what happened, and I'll walk on back from my morning chores, and I'll dust the house. That will take 2 weeks, and I'll finish dusting the house, and then I find your wife's body in the other side of the house, you see. I'm a maid,
this
and...
This is just Coco Cashmere.
Fuck.
Erin, what's funny about Erin is she has a beautiful singing voice. And every time we want her to sing, we're like, Erin, sing a song. And she's like, oh, no, I'll be a little troll. But we're like, no, just use your beautiful voice.
Also, I found blood in this cup. You were a suspicious urologist.
It's a diva cup.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Well, back to these riddles. We've had
enough fun. And although, remember, there was one episode, maybe 20 episodes ago, we did that was like Erin's Animal Corner, where I'd say an animal, and then you'd do an impression of it or say a fact about it. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. It was like a rapid fire thing.
Can we do two real quick?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was. Was it facts or?
It was rapid facts about animals.
So okay. I think I said like pig, and you're like, oink, oink, I'm super smart, don't eat me. I'm super smart, but people still eat me. Yeah. So you talked as the animal, but you gave a fact.
Oh, I love it. Okay,
we're
going to
do two real quick.
Okay.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Elephant.
Ooh, I eat butterflies sometimes through my trunk.
Slug.
Oh, I eat salt when I'm having a bad day.
Sorry, one more. Man.
Hi, I'm JPC. I like to balance my checkbook.
See. Nailed it.
Balance my checkbook.
She got your number.
She got my checking number.
I told JPC if I ever get rich, I'm going to buy his apartment and be his landlord. That's my number one goal in my life.
And
right
then
now.
We decided if we all get rich, we're going to buy each other's apartments
and be each other's
landlords.
And now it's your turn to vote on who would be the best landlord of the three of us. Is it Adel, who would apologize a bunch for things that weren't his fault? Is it JPC, who would scare the shit out of you, but show up to your party still? Or is it Erin, who won't know how to fix anything?
Who would forget that you live there? No, correction, none of us would be able to fix anything. If the slightest thing goes wrong in my apartment, I'm dead.
We can't even fix this podcast.
Oh, no. Okay,
and it's been broken for years.
All right, we're doing riddles.
And we haven't tried. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
My last puzzles were hard and caused so much pain, so I thought I'd take this one out of the vein. You should get this easily, but here in the middle, you can still find a clue to get by in the riddle. This name is found deep inside of you. The answer might hit you right out of the blue. Often named on this show, once heard in your car, find Ursa Major right behind a red star. There's so many clues to get you on track. If you can't see the answer, just take a step back.
Is this an anagram?
Podcast studio microphone.
It's an anagram. This one's good. I love this one. This is actually maybe my favorite one that Pat has done.
You love it.
What a dense word forest we just walked through.
I know, right?
It's literally
full of clues.
Okay, start over then.
And wasn't he famously fired from his job for writing these?
Yes. My last puzzles were hard and caused so much pain, so I thought I'd take this one out of the vein. You should get this easily, but here in the middle, you can still find a clue to get by in the riddle. This is a name found deep inside of you. The answer might hit you right out of the blue. Often named on this show, once heard in your car, find Ursa Major right behind a red star. There's so many clues to get you on track. If you can't see the answer, just take a step back.
John Travolta.
Cindy? No, it's not John Travolta.
Is it like blood or heart or?
Is it blood or heart?
No, but it's something like, is it something based on this show?
It says often named on this show.
So what do we talk about in this show?
I don't know how often, but it's come up.
Okay. Is it a person?
No.
Because it said it's a name that's deep inside of you.
Yes.
But is it a name that's deep inside of us?
Yeah, that's a good clue, I'd say.
So is it something that is inside of us?
Blood. Heart. Is it one of those two?
No.
So
Sandy?
Is the Ursula... I do not know.
Are you trying to check
the yellow pages? I'm out here rocking and rolling and wickedly talented.
Nobody's jugs are bigger than the Nets.
Everybody...
Hickey from Kinnicky's like a Hallmark card.
I've seen you both get bored with a lot of things, but you both have never been bored of doing that impression.
You know, pink slips, ownership papers.
I've seen Grease more than any other movie.
They're racing them down at Thunder Road.
Is the Ursula Major line, is that, that, I forget the rest of it, is that the anagram part?
No.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know.
This is shit.
Hey, Pad.
Hey, Pad.
Hey, Pad, can you come here for a second?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Pad.
Don't, Pad. They're going to slap you.
Hey, Pad.
They're getting the big slapsticks
ready. Hey, Pad. It's so good to see you. What the fuck, man? These are too hard.
No, this one's not hard. It's really good.
You would have gotten it.
But there's,
I would have, yes.
There's nothing that's glaring that's clearly the anagram to me.
Yeah, so that the anagram is more cleverly hidden in here, but there are a ton of clues.
What's
in this
the title?
Oh, do you guys want the title?
I would, please, like the title.
The title is, I would understand if this is too easy.
I would understand if this is too easy.
Podcast.
Mm-mm. Are you guessing
ears.
The anagram? Okay, here. I will give you, the anagram is in the first four lines.
Okay.
Okay.
My last puzzles were hard and caused so much pain, so I thought I'd take this one out of the vein. You should get
out
this
of the vein?
Nope. You should get this easily, but here in the middle, you can still find a clue to get by in the riddle.
Get out of my vein.
The middle line?
No.
The first line?
Mm-mm.
The last line?
Yes.
Oh my God.
What was the last line?
You can still find a clue to get by in the riddle.
That whole thing's an anagram?
No.
Oh.
Only part of
by
it.
By in the riddle.
By in the riddle. By in the riddle.
And is that
B-Y-I-N-T-H-E-R-I-D-D-L-E.
Bar in the riddle, farm in the dough.
How many words is it?
It is three words. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hints hidden inside of the riddle.
By?
5 hints.
Tiny? Is tiny one
there's
of them?
I guess there's another one in the title,
is
too.
Is tiny one of the words?
No.
Okay. Is
hide?
Dirty one of them?
No.
Is riddle one of them?
No.
Okay.
By in the riddle is the anagram, but it's not one of
those. Is
the clues.
Hay one of them?
No.
Okay.
Wait. What are you guessing right now?
I don't know. Just words.
Here's another clue.
Try.
Those clues too obscure? Then I want something else to get me through this riddle.
I want something else to get me. Elsaba.
Mm-hmm. Hints.
Mm-hmm.
Hints.
No.
I want something else.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I want something else.
I want something. Semi-Charmed Kind of Life. Third Eye Blind. Is it Third Eye Blind?
Yes, the answer is Third Eye
Woo!
Blind.
No way.
I would understand if this is too easy. I would understand.
I wish you would step back from that ledger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
If you can't see the answer, just take a step back.
Oh, wait, I have something fun. Mm-hmm. I wish you would step back from that ledge. My wife.
I can't believe I waited for that. The clues in here were out of the vein, deep inside of you, blue, Ursa Major,
those
and
really
Red Star.
Fucking clues.
That was amazing.
I don't know any of those. Are those all Third Eye Blind songs?
Mm-hmm. Blue is an album. Ursa Major's an album. Red, Deep Inside of You and Out of the Vein are both songs.
Blue is Eiffel 65.
Thank you.
Our dear listeners, we know it must be frustrating to hear how long these are taking us, but they must be loving hearing these. These are hard.
Okay. We got another one. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is from Pad?
This is from Pad. A board or a cloud, quite firm or quite lax, just taking its quiz is a step to relax. For one or two, for four or one, or for two, maybe more but not less. It keeps snoring tame, helps exile stress. Whatever you choose, it will lighten your load, and it even comes with our own discount code.
Helix. Sleep. Mattress.
Correct.
Nice one, Aaron.
It is Helix.
And that is a great pivot.
It is Helix Sleep Mattress. No, it's not a pivot. We don't have that. We don't have that.
Adel, you got that too, right?
I assumed it was something to do with one of our advertisers with beds, which would be Helix, but I didn't know. I wasn't thinking mattress.
We got one more. Hark. Her fridge is empty. Lo, her shelf is bare. Behold, the pantry's dusty.
Aaron's microwave.
Alas, there's food nowhere. And yet the table's covered. Her plate is always filled.
HelloFresh.
A meal that's eaten quickly, which she herself did build. Yes, Adel, the answer is HelloFresh.
Where's the anagram in it?
The anagram for that one is, lo, her shelf.
Ah.
And the one for Helix Sleep was Tame, helps exile stress.
I cannot believe how good these are. These are so, so smart.
I love that he made two riddles for our sponsors. We should have used those as riddles in ad copy.
You know what, everybody? Just pretend that this didn't happen.
Yeah, like Into the Woods, they're not going to buy the cow after getting the milk for free.
Is that another John Travolta line?
The same?
Controversial? I don't really like Into the Woods. Come at me, 18-year-old theater kid. Let's do this. I'll fight you in the streets.
I played Jack in Into the Woods.
Mm-hmm. I wish. I like the Cinderella song in it.
Is Into the Woods the one where that guy dies? He goes,
yeah.
He goes into the woods.
Where you can
dies.
See the dwarf hanging himself in the background.
What? Oh, that's Cinderella. Yeah. We all know that.
What else we got?
There's some freaky shit mixed up.
What else
there.
We got?
What else we got?
Okay.
You come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
Yeah.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go
come
party.
On, stop.
There's a horny plumber.
Okay, this is a riddle.
I got drained my snake. Yeah.
This is a riddle from Ethan.
Hawk?
Yes. He said, hey, I'm Ethan Hawk. I was in training day.
So cool.
So cool.
Please don't say my last name on the podcast.
Oh, oops.
I'm Ethan Hawk.
Before sunrise, et cetera.
Okay. Ethan writes in this riddle. Consider the following series.
Wait, I'm so fucked right now. Are these still anagrams?
No.
Oh, thank God.
those were the last of Pat's anagrams. So now we're moving on to a riddle from Ethan,
who
submitted this to the show.
Regular riddle.
Good morning, Ethan.
Great.
Good morning, Ethan. Consider the following series. 1, 6, 16, 41, Kennedy, 191.
All assassinated.
One.
That's right, Adel. Go ahead and tell us how 1, 6, 16, 41, and 191 were assassinated.
16.
Well, 7, 8, 1.
All right. 7,
wait,
eight,
can you
one.
Read them? 1,
yes.
six.
1, 6, 16, 41, Kennedy, 191. It's like Lost.
So these are all expressways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kennedy Expressway, Highway That's, 1.
I would say that is a great guess.
Is it 41? Was that Jackie Robinson's number? Does that have anything to do with it?
I will say that I don't know and it doesn't matter. Historically speaking, it doesn't matter. Those are great guesses, but those are not the answers.
Ooh, well, one time I tried to do a 180 and I ended up doing a 191. Is that part of it?
Hell yeah, my dude. You skate rad.
Well, we have to assume that this is Ethan Supley. Ethan Supley was famously in American History X. X is the Roman numeral for 10. 10 is enough.
10
minus
is 2 anyone?
Is 8.
It's like I can't even get a cord unless it's holiday weekend.
Oh my God.
To solve this, do we have to write out the words or do the numbers suffice? Like, would I have to write out O-N-E for 1?
No. It's okay. Just the numbers. Yes, the numbers.
1, 6, so 16, these are 41, thing. Kennedy,
you said the highways is close.
No, I said highways is a good guess, but it's not close. It's a very interesting answer.
Is it something to do with currency?
From a very fascinating player. Adel, you are on the right track, yes.
So there's a Kennedy half dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's...
40, are these like years? 191.
So the following series, 1, 6, 16, 41, Kennedy, 191. And the question is, what number takes the place of Kennedy?
50. For 50 cents? Or was it a Kennedy dollar? I thought it was half dollar.
So it's not 50. So yeah. There's a number that takes the place of Kennedy in this sequence.
Oh, it was a year that they minted that maybe. No?
No.
So I'll give you this. The Kennedy is a nickname for a number.
Okay.
Each one of these numbers has a similar nickname. For instance, 191.
Oh, this is the number that they were president. So 191 would be like a fucking robot with a cowboy hat?
So, yeah. You
female robot with a cowboy hat.
I love that robot's not good enough. Like a robot supersedes gender.
No, I'm serious. If we don't have a female
Aaron,
president
can
soon,
that be
I'm going to break
your young
someone.
Adult series, which is female robot with a cowboy hat?
Yeah, of course.
Female robot
with a cowboy hat.
Will
she find love? Who cares? She has work to do. This is not a romance book. It's a book about following your robot dreams.
So that's a no. As I was saying, in this instance, 191, the nickname would be Sacagawea.
Sacagawea, which is a dollar, a golden dollar, that was released in like 2000 or mm-hmm. something. So how does 191, How do you get Sacagawea from that? Now, is it something where it's like the black market value? So $1.91 would be like $1.91, and that's how much it sells at like a coin collector shop or eBay?
Yes, you're on the right track with value, but it's not about how much it would sell for at like a...
How many ounces of
coin collector
nickel
shop?
Or in it?
I don't know.
It is more... Well...
Oh, is this... $1.91. Is this...
I could give you more nicknames, but it would probably give it away. And our friend Ethan does give us more nicknames. So
let's do it.
Okay, so you so
so is Mercury one of them?
Which nickname do you want? 1, 6, 16, 4, or 41?
Let's do 16.
Can I guess real quick?
Yeah.
Is 1 Lincoln?
Yes.
So 1 is Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
6 is going to be Washington?
No, 6 is not Washington.
6 is boy.
What would 6 be?
Adams.
It's not Adams.
Franklin.
These people have been assassinated.
No.
Lincoln. Can
well, so why is
Sacagawea
one,
why got is it bad?
One, oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. I forgot about
why
that.
Why is 1 Lincoln?
Because the penny.
Because the penny. Correct. Yeah. So what would 6 be?
6 would be the nickel.
Okay.
Plus and the penny.
Who's on the nickel?
Quarter, half dollar.
On the nickel. Oh, it's on the nickel. Oh, boy. I want to say Herbert Hoover.
No.
No.
I want to say a female robot with a cowboy hat.
No.
Who is on the nickel? John Adams?
No.
Thomas. No.
Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it right.
Wow.
What I miss himself. Jefferson is
so
6.
On the dime. So you're just adding the last value. I see.
Mm-hmm. A dime.
I see what's
going
on.
We're in the money.
So on the dime is Teddy Roosevelt.
Uh-huh. So that's 16.
On the quarter is George Washington.
Uh-huh. So George Washington is 41.
50-cent piece is Kennedy.
And so Kennedy is?
Kennedy's 50 cents. That's what I just said.
No, but Washington.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. So it'd be 91.
91, yes.
And then 191 would be Washington.
Would be Sacagawea.
Sacagawea would Sacagawea. Be
$1. The sequence is equal to the number of cents you would have when collecting one of each coin in order value, i.e., you start with the penny, Lincoln, and then you have 1 cent, and blah, blah, blah. You guys got it.
What was this fucker's name,
this is
Ethan?
A really good one.
Ethan, can I say something to you? Real
good
quick.
Morning.
Ethan, can I see you in my office? You're getting a promotion. That was fucking outstanding.
Hey, wow. Ethan, can I talk to you really quick?
Yeah, me?
No, just Ethan. You two just go over there. I'm going to talk to Ethan really quick.
Can I talk to Joel? Can
I
talk to
So I'm not
over here?
Playing the character Ethan.
No, no.
You don't
just,
need me for that?
Yeah, you two just...
So I'll just go fuck off then.
Okay, I'm just going to talk to Ethan really quick. Hey, Ethan.
Robots can't be president.
Ethan, what did our therapist say to do when Adel and JPC get too crazy?
Joel, can I talk to you over here?
Yeah.
Can I just say, I know that you're the driving force behind the Coen brothers. Ethan doesn't really fall his weight. Big Lebowski was your baby, and we all know that.
An actual hawk. Can I see you over here?
Caw.
Hawks don't caw.
Caw. Hawks don't caw. Come on. What do they do, screech?
Hey, Dustin Diamond.
Dustin Diamond.
All right, let's do another one.
So Ethan says, shout out to my friend Tavi. I hope it's Tavi, who I introduced to the show a few months ago and proceed to alienate from all of our shared friends when the two of us wouldn't stop discussing Roodles and Poodles for several weeks straight. So shout out, Boston Tavi, I guess. Is
oh, hello.
We assume that Boston Tavi is from Boston. If not, that's...
Go Sox!
What a sucky nickname to have for someone who's not from Boston. Okay. We have time for one more, and I want to give this one to you. This one is, I would say that this is hard. This is from Molly. Motherless, fatherless, born without a skin.
Orphan, outside, inside out orphan.
Once when I came into this world, but never spoke again.
Oh,
what am I?
A shy baby.
A shy baby.
Is this like baby shoes never worn
can
for
you,
sale? Is this like the saddest
again?
Story ever told?
Baby shoes never worn for sale. Cheap. These things.
It would be
Are you
funny.
Being the horny plumber again?
It would be funny if this is like, here's the saddest story ever told. Baby shoes for sale, never worn. And then it's like, dot, dot, dot. My kids' feet are so fucking big. We didn't realize how big these kids' feet were going to be.
Motherless, fatherless, born without a skin. I spoke once when I came into the world, but I never spoke again.
So
what am I?
Motherless and fatherless.
You're not an animal.
Born
you're
without
not.
Skin. You're no. like a fruit.
No.
You're like a plant.
Born no. without a skin.
No. Not a plant, not a fruit.
Not a plant, not a fruit. Mineral.
Nope.
Vegetable.
No.
Actor?
a song?
It's an actor, yes.
Motherless, fatherless. What's is this like a star?
Only actor without skin. No, it's not a star. It's not a song. That's good. I like song. That's a good guess.
He's a fruit man.
I spoke
waiting
once
here for you.
When I came
he tried
this
to sell you peaches, what? But they just would not do. He's a fruit man. He's got a fruit stand.
All these horny plumbers.
So little time.
Let the children boogie. What is motherless and fatherless?
Motherless, fatherless, born without a skin. I spoke it when I came into the warp and never spoke again.
Ooh, that's a tight rap.
What am I?
Born without a skin. Is this something you eat?
No.
Because skin makes me think of like, yeah.
Like grapes. Or...
It's not an animal. It's not a fruit or vegetable.
Correct.
Is what it something
do
organic?
Do you make the noise that they made when they spoke?
I can't. We give it away.
Is it organic?
Yes.
What the f-
Is the noise they make
thunder?
Baba booey?
Lightning.
That's our episode. No, not thunder, not lightning.
That's kind of.
You're on the right.
Hello,
rain
that
cloud.
Works technically.
Oh, crash, bang, hail, snow.
I would say thunder would probably work for this.
Thunder.
Motherless, fatherless, born without a skin. I spoke once when I came into this world, but never spoke again. Yeah, that's close.
Flash the.
Light?
What do they speak?
It's not light.
Earthquake. Organic?
If I told you what they spoke, you would get it immediately.
Is it like an onomatopoeia?
No, no.
Is it a word?
It's a word.
But is it a word that we assign it? Because like for lightning, like crash is a word we assign lightning, but it's not
crash.
The actual.
Yeah, no. So like it's like. Like
that's a song about getting hit by lightning.
I think that there's not just like one word, one sound that would be associated with this word, but it's okay. A very specific sound that would be associated with this word.
Okay. Fire?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
So thunder is close. No, lightning was close.
That concept is close. It
so
works.
It's weather.
That fits.
It's weather.
It's not weather.
Okay.
No.
It's something that occurs in nature.
I know. Yes, it's organic. It occurs in nature. I would say.
But it's not weather.
It's not weather related.
Is it water related?
It's not water related, but sometimes moisture could influence this.
Is it piss?
It's not piss.
Mm.
See, piss is pretty close.
Wind.
It's kind
air.
Of wind
Captain
and
Planet?
Air. Yeah.
Captain Planet.
Trees. It's
more
leaves.
Specific than wind and air, though.
But those are both weather.
Tornado.
It's not weather. It's like, yeah, it's like wind and air is close.
Give us a hint. Come on.
Very specific sound.
Well, yeah.
Whistle?
It's not a whistle, but you do need like air to whistle.
Is skin a big part of it?
Skin is part of it. It's like skin.
Born without a skin.
Born without a skin, but skin adjacent, air.
Skin adjacent. Oh, that's the least favorite
balloon.
Combo of words I've ever heard.
A balloon would maybe make this
pop.
Sound or a close sound could
pop.
Be made with a balloon.
Whoosh.
No, it's not a pop. It's not a whoosh. That's a very close sound.
Helium?
To this.
Fart.
Fart is the answer.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Fuck that.
It's always a fart.
Wait. Motherless, fatherless, born without a skin. What is that? This sucks. What's this person's name?
This person's name is, and I kid you not, it's Adel Rafi.
Oh, no.
This person's name is Molly. Molly, I don't care what the haters say. This riddle rules.
Molly, can I see you in my office?
Thank you so much for your fart riddle. Adel, I know that you're upset about that, but do you want to unwind and maybe plug something? Do you
yes.
want to plug something real quick?
I do. I had something to plug here. Let me pull it up.
Okay.
I wanted to plug... This is something that JPC actually got me.
No way.
I want to plug the Bic Juice Up 04 pens. Japes gave me a box of these for Christmas, and I have been using them nonstop. They're
good
one of,
pin.
One of my new favorite pins. They might be like a Japanese.
I think they're Japanese, yeah.
Because there's Japanese writing on it. But it's, oh, I'm sorry, it's by Pilot, not by Bic. So the Pilot Juice Up 04. If you're a fucking pinhead like me, check this out.
You love bowling?
We call each other Barkers. Clive Barkers. So check out those pins. And then also, the other thing I was going to recommend is if you're ever in Portland, stop by the Doug Fur, which is a restaurant / bar that Magic Tavern went to. We were in Portland for about 24 hours. We went to the Doug Fur 4 times in 24 hours. That's how awesome it is. So check it out.
Whoa.
I would like to go ahead and plug oat milk. If you've never had milk made from oats, boy, oh boy, are you going to love oat milk.
Aaron, anything to prove?
follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram, because I need a favor. If you live in Chicago and you have a physical therapist or a chiropractor that you really, really like, will you message me and let me know what their deal is? Nothing too crazy expensive. Let's be reasonable. Thank you so much for your help in advance.
And you said a pyromaniac you need?
Yeah, what? I hope I said pyromaniac, right? I said pyromaniac.
Oh, yeah. We, and Casey, we won't edit this back, so let's just make sure she said pyromaniac.
Yeah, I just said pyromaniac. I just assume.
Yeah, and a place that you wouldn't think, but that's been on fire since it was born. And to be fair, it was born skinless, motherless, and fatherless is...
My vagina. Jupiter. Bye.
Oh, no.
Bye forever. Bye, vagina.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Your vagina is skinless?
Whatever.
That was a HeadGum podcast.